the Ag Information Network. I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. U.S. corn growers are pressing President Trump for better treatment in his $16 billion China trade aid plan, arguing that they were shortchanged in the administration's $12 billion assistance package last year. According to AgWeb.com, the National Corn Growers Association sent out a call to action urging farmers to tell Trump the 1% per bushel payment that growers received under the prior market facilitation payments wasn't enough. The campaign is being promoted with the hashtag A Penny Won't Cut It. May 17th was a big day for American producers, beginning with Japan agreeing to eliminate longstanding restrictions on U.S. beef, and then the U.S. Trade Representative announcing removal of retaliatory steel and aluminum tariffs for Canada and Mexico. U.S. Meat Export Federation economist Aaron Bohr says Japan is already the largest international market for U.S. beef, and having full beef access to Japan should increase exports $150 to $200 million annually. She adds the U.S. tariffs on Canada and Mexico were a major obstacle for ratification of the USMCA. Sales of U.S. organic hit a record $52.5 billion in 2018, up 6.3% from the previous year. According to the Organic Trade Association, organic food sales accounted for $47.9 billion, an increase of 5.9% from 2017. ThePacker.com reports produce sales, including all forms, not just fresh, were $17.4 billion in 2018, up 5.6%. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson.